We're back again to the old thing, like, I mean, give it to property developers, let them pay as little as possible, and they'll look after it. This is the exact same council, Joe, you must remember, who 3 months ago said that people on fixed incomes, on property tax, you must pay an extra 10%. We couldn't do it for them. This is the same council that decided that 50% of the people who were on waivers on wheelie bin, you know, old age pensioners and people that are on disabilities, we couldn't do it for them. But we can do it for property developers. No, we can't.
John?
I know, we actually, as a council, passed, income of 3.9 million extra into the Limerick City and County Council by two ways, by the rate increase, by the property tax. Now, we've said that that's, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, they brought it in, and we've said that's it for the lifetime of this council.
But you do accept that that hits a lot of ordinary people.
It hits an awful lot of ordinary people. And why do we bring it in, Joe? We have a major problem in our housing maintenance. Our housing maintenance stock for the people in that have social housing belonging to us, that are paying their rent year in, year out, can get very little work done.
But surely it's only right then that builders contribute their part. It's like the old story. It's like the old story of the bookie, you know, right. The punter and the bookie. Sure, the bookie's the one driving the merc. The same with the builders.
Well, I accept that the word developer has become a dirty word. And anybody involved in construction...
Not through every builder or every developer's fault, no, but no, a fair few of them deserve the ire they got now over the years.
Ask the people in the Strand across the road, the people in the apartments with the vulture funds, like, I mean, what's happening? Yeah. You see, this is the problem. These are the thieves who keep stealing. They got stung, like, I mean, when they paid huge, humongous prices for the apartments over there. They paid huge rents after all that. A vulture fund comes in, buys the apartments for probably 20 to 25% of their value, throws them out so they can get the extra 75%.